Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called Sally Jean, the Bicycle Queen. This was written by Kari Best, and the pictures are by Christine Devenier, and I will put them on my Instagram. But before we get started, we want to give our shout out to some of our friends who are our patrons that have been supporting us and making sure that we have stories to share with you all today. Do you remember their names?
Flory and her mommy Day Spring.
That's right. So hello, Flory. We hope you like this story. And this one is awesome because it's about a little girl who does some pretty cool stuff. And so we hope you enjoy the story, guys. And without any further ado, Sally Jean, the Bicycle Queen. Read by mommy and... Oh, have you got a name today? He's going to think about it.
If you find the big letters like that, big W, that may be a letter in my name, and that W is.
A letter in your name? Okay, a little boy whose name has a W in it, like Walter, or William, or Wesley. All right, well, we'll find out. Okay, here we go. When Sally Jean Sprocket was 1 year old, she sat in a seat on Mama's bike and watched the world go by. Flowers and trees, pigeons and kites, helicopters and clouds, and the round of Mama's back.
Hi!
She said to the big kids on their bikes. When Sally Jean turned 2, Granny got her a tricycle with streamers that swished and a horn that went onk, onk. She watched ants and spiders, caterpillars and bees, and 2 blue knees that pumped up and down.
Hi.
She said to the big kids on their bikes. Oh, then she turned 4, and Papa found her a yard sale bike with 2 small wheels that hugged the ground. Sally Jean watched baby carriages and lawnmowers, squirrels and poodles, and pedals with reflectors that went round and round.
Hi,
she said to the big kids on their bikes. When she was 5, the little wheels came off, and Mama held on while Sally Jean wobbled, then learned to pedal fast. Soon, Mama let go, and Sally Jean was off.
Wait for me,
she called to the big kids on their bikes. Sally Jean practiced going up the hill, and she practiced coming down. She zoomed across fields and boomed over bridges, cut sharp corners, and skidded when she stopped. Have you ever done that? Her fingers knew their places on the handlebars, and her feet fit the pedals like 2 snap-together blocks. Sally Jean and her bike became such good friends that she named it Flash.
I can't just call you Bike,
she said. And then she sang.
I'm on a plane, I'm a train, I'm a girl on a horse. I'm Sally Jean, the Bicycle Queen. And my bike is Flash, of course.
What a fun song. I like her creativity. Then she was 6, and Flash's seat needed raising. Mama showed her what to do with a push and a pull and a bit of a hammer.
You're growing like a dandelion in spring, she said,
as Sally Jean watched. And soon, Sally Jean was singing.
I can pop a wheelie. I can touch the sky. I can pedal backwards. I can really fly. I'm Sally Jean, the bicycle queen. Just me, myself, and I.
Then Sally Jean turned 7. The handlebars needed rising. Papa showed her what to do with a left and a right and a twist of his wrench. Sally Jean liked the way she and Flash got bigger together. Sally Jean sang while she washed the wheels and sang while she shined the spokes. Sally Jean was so busy singing that she never noticed how big she was growing. By the time she turned 8, her knees bumped the handlebars and her shoes scraped the ground. She had to walk Flash up the hill for the very first time. Sally Jean tried to raise Flash's seat. She tried to raise Flash's handlebars, but there was no more room for raising.
What do I do now?
She asked.
You can ride my bike when I'm at trumpet lesson, said Stanley.
You can sit while I pedal, said Andrew the giant.
You can pedal while I sit, said Murray.
No thanks, Sally Jean said. A bicycle queen needs to have her own bike.
Sally Jean tried skating places, but she always fell. She hopped and she skipped and she jumped and she ran, but nothing felt as good as riding.
I just have to get another bike, she said.
I wish I could help, said Papa, who needed new eyeglasses.
Wait until next year, said Mama, who had to pay the dentist. But Sally Jean couldn't wait.
What do I do now?
She asked. Her neighbor, Mr. Metal, had an idea.
I sure could use your help in my yard, he said. I do have a lot of things you might like for your new bike.
So every day after school, Sally Jean helped Mr. Metal organize his junk. And when she finished, she chose a basket, a light, and a can of sparkly paint. But as she sat on the steps in front of her house and watched little kids and big kids and all kinds of bikes, Sally Jean wondered how she would ever get a bike of her own.
What do I do now?
She asked.
Fix my flat, said Murray.
I can do that,
said Sally Jean. And then she thought about what else she could do. And in the picture, we do see Murray has come along with his little tricycle. And yeah, it's a flat tire. He's been a little hard on it. The very next day, Sally Jean put up a sign.
Pedal pushers everywhere. Have fun. Learn to fix your own bike. Reasonable rates. See Sally Jean, the BQ.
And before long, she was in business. What is she doing in the picture?
Fixing people's bikes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a long line of people coming to have her fix their bikes. But by the end of summer, she'd earned only enough money for 2 measly tires.
What do I do now?
Sally Jean wondered. I just want to pause really quick to say, you know what I like about Sally Jean?
What?
She's got a problem. And she thinks about a solution. And then she comes up with a solution. And she does it. She sat in a tree and looked all around and saw blue jays and sparrows, woodpeckers and crows, and some rusty old wheels she'd never noticed before. She saw buses and trucks, motorcycles and cars, and some dusty old pedals she couldn't ignore. "This bicycle queen has an idea," she said, jumping down. But Sally Jean's heart sank as she spun the floppy pedals and felt the dried out tires. She sat there for a long time. Then she started singing.
"I cycle, you cycle, recycle junk."
"That's my girl,"
said Mr. Metal with a big smile. Her friends didn't smile when they saw what she was carrying.
"That thing's ready for the dump," said Stanley.
"That's a hunk of junk,"
said Andrew the giant.
"It's all broken up,"
said Murray. But Sally Jean said,
"Have no fear, the bicycle queen is here."
At first, everything looked hopeless. But Sally Jean rolled up her sleeves anyway and got to work. Every afternoon after that, she worked a little more and a little more and a little more until finally she had
a bike.
What has she done? She used old parts that had been sitting around in the junk pile in Mr. Metal's junk pile, and now she has made herself a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Sally Jean even gave her new bike a name, Lightning.
"I can't just call you Bike," she said.
But something didn't feel right until Sally Jean figured out what it was and fixed that too. Look at this. What has she done? Can you see?
She sees him before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still riding his trike.
Yep.
And she sees that and she says, I can give him my old bike.
That's right. In the pictures, friends, we see that she has decided to give her old bike to her friend.
"I'm on a bike, I'm on a train, I'm a boy on a horse. I'm Murray Bing, the bicycle king, and my bike is Flash, of course."
So in the pictures, yes, that's exactly what she has done. She's given her old bicycle, Flash, over to Murray Bing, who is now the bicycle king. And at last, Sally Jean felt like singing again.
"I can ride and whistle. I can fix a flat. I can race a red bird. I'm faster than a cat. I'm Sally Jean, the bicycle queen. Now what do you think of that?"
And she's also very good at rhyming. You go, Sally Jean. We're proud of you. And that, my friends, is
Ian.
The end. Did you decide on what your name would be? W something?
We haven't changed. You. My name starts with a double U.
Oh.
And the name's Wham.
Wham? Oh, and that's the end of our story. Wham! Like that? Awesome. Friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book, one of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story, mm-hmm. the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon. Our cousin Gus did the art. That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to... That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story.